This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Government is full of lying scumbags, people that don't care about the public health, they don't care about the greater good, they lie, they cheat, they connive, they do everything they can to keep good information from you so you can understand exactly where you fit in the scheme of things, and you're the low man at the bottom of the totem pole, even though you're the one paying the bills, you're in charge, and you're paying the bills, but they don't treat you that way. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Network. This happens to be the Kevin Jackson Show. Thank you for being a part of what I do. 5 days a week on the program itself, and then we run some best-ofs on the weekend to keep you coming back, because you can't catch up with all those old shows and some of those things that I've said over the years that have been inspired by the good Lord. See, I don't come on this program. I espouse my own opinions. I'm not going to lie about that. But much of it is inspired thought. God says, Kevin, look at this email message you got. Look at this headline. Look at this. Read the tea leaves. And he's given me the ability to discern. I'm not trying to make it sound like I'm a prophet or something. I don't want to go that far. But I'm close. No, I'm kidding. All we do is try to make sense of the crazy world out there. And if you happen to glean something from it, good. We're happy for that. Don't hog it for yourself. Share it with others. Yeah, I don't know what your favorite thing was growing up, your favorite toy. Somebody grabbed and you, but that's not this show. Somebody wants a piece of the show, you can give it to them. It's not all yours. We encourage it, in fact. We're talking about the lies of COVID. I was on this program for the better part of 2+ years talking about the lies of COVID, taking the barbs for you, all these naysayers, even some of these people that call themselves conservatives telling me, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation, you're killing people. I was saving lives, and they were telling me I was killing people. I got a buddy down in Florida, Stu. He told me point blank, he says, Kev, I was talking to my wife, beautiful wife, Marie. He says, I was talking to Marie, and I was thinking about getting the shot, and I remember what you said, and I said, good, he didn't get it. How many of you didn't get it, but you thought about it? How do you feel now? Well, that same way you feel now is exactly how you're going to feel about global climate change. It's exactly how you're going to feel about the border. It's exactly how you're going to feel about inflation. It's exactly how you're going to feel about getting us out of wars, etc., when Donald Trump gets his rightful second term. That's how you're going to feel about all of it. You're going to feel vindicated. And I tell you, don't feel vindicated, because to feel vindicated, you had to be wrong. You weren't wrong. The people that should have any, what the other people should be feeling is remorse, because they find out every single day that they were packed with lies. They were killing people. They were giving people wrong advice. They were suppressing good quality information that could have helped people save their lives or saved them from a lifetime of misery. How many people can no longer function the way they did before when the government was selling these COVID lies and tricking people and scaring people into getting shots that they never should have gotten? Then, when the shots, we found out the shots didn't work. Oh yeah, we found out the shots didn't work.
When you talk about exposure and quarantine, if you are a person who is vaccinated but not boosted versus a person who is not vaccinated, because of the greater degree of protection that you would have gotten from being boosted, they're treating people who are vaccinated but not boosted as the same risk of those who are not vaccinated at all.
As I was saying, once we found out the shots didn't work, then they wanted you to get boosters, get boosters, get boosters, get boosters. Then you found out the boosters were killing the immunity system, your immune system. So then they were like, well, if you get boosted more, then there's going to be more immunity. And then you found out it didn't matter whether you got shots and a bunch of boosters, you were still going to get the disease. In fact, you were more likely to get the disease, and you're probably more likely to die from it. That's what happened. And see, little old me out here, you know, just out here sipping on some mint juleps, trying to tell people stuff that
no epidemiologist. I'm no virologist. But I do know this. I slept at Holiday Inn Express, and I ain't getting that shot. And I was warning people, don't do it. And I didn't have one lick of medical experience. But you know what I got a lot of experience in? Knowing when people are trying to run some game on me. And I warned you. And thank goodness Marie has her trophy husband, Stu, because of Kevin Jackson. Stu's actually got the trophy wife, Marie, but he knows that. Stu knows he's outpunted the coverage. Most of my friends have, if we're conservatives, we have women that we don't deserve. But God gave them to us anyway, right? Amen. Amen. And they all said together, amen. Oh, my goodness. Robert Kennedy Jr. exposed the results of the Pfizer trial. 22,000 people were injected with the Pfizer vaccine. 22,000 were given a placebo. Results showed the vaccinated group were 21% more likely to die over the 6 months of having the vaccine. Of all-cause mortality, the vaccinated group was 400% more likely to suffer cardiac arrest during the next 6 months post-vaccination. But they told you, it's safe and effective. Unsafe and defective is what it was. Look, what I'm trying to convince you of is that when you watch the news, when you're looking at social media, when you're seeing somebody being accused of something, and you say to yourself, oh, I didn't realize he was a bad person. Maybe they weren't bad. The person they're telling you is good, Robert Mueller, oh, he's a stand-up guy. James Comey, he's a stand-up guy. There's nobody better in D.C. When they tell you that, don't believe it. I'm not telling you don't automatically disbelieve it. I'm just telling you, go do your research. Go find out who these people are. They tell you, take a shot. Go find out. They tell you, this product is no longer good for you. Here's what you're going to find out. Somebody's making money. When they told people, don't do hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin is a horse tranquilizer, you know who made a bunch of money? Pharmaceutical industry. Billions and billions, actually trillions of your tax dollars went to nothing. Money we will never get back. It was never intended for you to get it back. See, the government looks at you as a stooge. It says, how much money can we suck out of you and your family before you squeak? How much are you willing to give back without saying anything? It's kind of like parking at an event. You don't know what you're going to get charged, but there's an amount that you go, ah, just park. For me, you know, if it's $15, $20, I park. $50, I'll go find a place, you know, farther down. They're testing to see what's your threshold of pain.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
COVID today, but it doesn't matter what we're talking. COVID, we're talking global climate bars, or we're talking about K6 or whatever. The nonsense is of the left. The lie is repeated. It just depends on what part of the lie. But it's repeated. It's rinse and repeat. All day long, every day, 365 days a year. They never rest. They never will. Government liars. Boy, I tell you, this, and COVID is just... Again, where it ranks in the hierarchy of lies, that's for you to decide. But I'm going to tell you, it's high up there. It's killed. My uncle died from it, and they could have saved him. They could have given him a different protocol. He'd be alive. He's one of the healthiest guys on the planet. This dude was, my uncle was 70-something years old. I'm not lying. Everybody in the family that listens to this program, and his daughter, Missy, my cousin, listens, she knows her dad was a specimen. You got those genes in you. You look good. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Did you lose somebody to a heart attack? Somebody young, gone too soon? Maybe, like me, you lost a healthy, elderly person who was in good health, and you're going, why? How did this happen? But see, they could slip it in, because if you're over 70, people go, well, he should have been dead anyway. But he shouldn't have. And many of you lost people that you go, because we're living longer now, longer and healthier lives. We're looking better. We're going to be talking to a group that does probiotics. I've been studying this. It's pretty impressive. They're a group of people that live into their hundreds, but they look young. They have five generations in this area near Chernobyl or something. I just started hearing about it. I was like, what? I know there are days when you go, I don't know that I want to live that long, Kev. Not under Joe Biden, but Trump's coming back. Don't worry. You'll have at least four more good years. Hang in there. If we're lucky, maybe we'll get even more, because the Republicans will pull their heads out of their behinds, as my grandmother would say, and then make it worth our while to stick around. Maybe they'll make it enjoyable where we'll actually get to, I don't know, do part of that the Constitution, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. Right now, you just got life. And be happy you have that. Gone too soon. A Lancet review, this is in the Daily Skeptic, a Lancet review of 325 autopsies after COVID vaccination found that 74% of the deaths were caused by the vaccine, but the study was removed within 24 hours. Oh, high glory. I know. Here's Kevin bragging that he was saving lives. See, when you started listening to my program, you didn't realize how good of a person I am. I save lives. There have been other people that were sounding the alarm bell too, but I'm taking credit. I can point at people that told me they weren't going to get it. I've had some friends that got the shot. I go, if you got the shot, I ain't mad at you. I mean, I have some words for you, but I'm not mad at you. But don't get the booster. And they didn't. Thank goodness. He said the paper, a preprint that was awaiting peer review, is written by a leading cardiologist, Dr. Peter McCullough, Yale epidemiologist, Dr. Harvey Reich, and their colleagues at the Wellness Company, and was published online on the preprint site of a prestigious journal. That's a lot of P's. In the preprint site of a prestigious of Pimpin' Popple. But anyway, it was the preprint site of the prestigious medical journal. But less than 24 hours later, the study was removed with a note that appeared that stated, this preprint has been removed by preprints with the Lancet because the study's conclusions are not supported by the study methodology. Now, while the study had not undergone any of the peer review process, the note implies it fell foul of screening criteria. This is what they wrote in the Daily Skeptic. And as you know, Dr. Peter McCullough was a big name in this because he's not a kook. He's a guy that had all the pedigree, Ivy League, doctor, PhD, a doctor in epidemiology, etc. He's got everything you need. They didn't like it. They said the original study abstract can be found in the Internet Archive, and it reads, background, the rapid development and widespread deployment of COVID-19 vaccines combined with a high number of adverse event reports have led to concerns over possible mechanisms of injury, including systematic lipid nanoparticle, they call it LNP, and mRNA distribution spike protein associated with tissue damage, thrombogenicity, immune system dysfunction, and cardiogenicity. That's just way too many big words for this brother, this black man. This brother. I'm struggling today. I ain't going to lie. I'm struggling. I don't pronounce those words every day. Neither do you. Methods. We researched all the published autopsy and necropsy reports related to COVID-19 vaccinations up to May 19, 2023, initially identified 678 studies, and after screening for our inclusion criteria, included 44 papers that contained 325 autopsy cases and one necropsy case. Three physicians independently reviewed all deaths, determined whether COVID-19 vaccination was a direct cause or contributed significantly to death. Findings? The most implicated organ in the COVID-19 vaccine-associated deaths was a cardiovascular system, 53% of the time, followed by the hematological system, 17%, the respiratory system, 8%, multiple organ system, 7%. Three or more organ systems affected in 21 cases. The mean time from vaccination to death was 14.3 days. Holy cow. I would rather get the Hunter virus or Ebola. Most deaths occurred within a week from the last vaccine administration. I don't know how much you need to convince you that it was killing you when it's happening so quickly. They said a total of 240 deaths, 73.9%, were independently adjudicated as directly due to or significantly contributed to by COVID-19 vaccination. Interpretation? The consistency seen among cases in the review with the known COVID-19 vaccine adverse events, their mechanisms and related excess death, coupled with autopsy confirmation and physician-led death adjudication, suggests there is a high likelihood of a causal link between COVID-19 vaccines and death in most cases. We now know who the Grim Reaper is. He's Chinese, and his name is COVID. COVID Wang. Oh, man. And the link, everything's there. I don't know that we wrote anything on it ourselves, but the link and everything's provided. It isn't like you can't go find this out. Nothing that they said there surprises me. And I don't think it surprises you either. What surprises most of us is the fact that with all the evidence that's pointing to this, and there are still people out there that call you a vaccine denier, anti-vaxxer. The proof is there. All you got to do is want it. All you got to do is want to get it out there. People know.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 9 people have died after a 7.4 magnitude earthquake struck the east coast of Taiwan, the strongest in 25 years. Multiple aftershocks as strong as magnitude 7 are expected in the coming days. Taiwan, Japan, and the Philippines all issued tsunami warnings, but they have now been canceled. The White House expressing outrage over an Israeli airstrike in Gaza that resulted in the deaths of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby stressed the need for Israel to enhance protection for aid workers. More than 275,000 homes and businesses across West Virginia, Kentucky, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan lost power. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm curious, where are all the COVID variations and all the updates and all the things? We just went through a horrible winter. Why are we all scared to death? You know, when I see people out and about, they're doing their thing. What happened to all that? It's gone, huh? Disappeared. The left is backed away like nothing. I predicted this. I told you this. I'm going to read this. This is a timeline of Fauci lies. Hit by an expert report concluding that COVID leaked from a lab, Fauci dodged by saying, "We may never know the origins of the pandemic, but we must all keep an open mind to all the possibilities." What do we know now? We know exactly what we knew at the time. It came from China. And that's the beginning of the timeline of Fauci lies. He called the lab leak theory a shiny object that would soon go away. That was April of 2020. The same month, he said the virus mutations were totally consistent with a jump of a species from an animal to a human. In May of 2020, National Geographic interview, he said everything strongly indicates the virus evolved in nature. He called the lab leak theory a circular argument. In March of 2021, that little liar slammed the former CDC head Robert Redfield's belief in the lab leak hypothesis. He called it an opinion. June, he said the most likely origin is from a animal species to a human. In October, he claimed that it was molecularly impossible for the viruses to have worked its way out of the Wuhan lab and mutated into the one responsible for the pandemic. The next month, he claimed that the congressional Republicans who were grilling him over the issue were contaminated by a distinct anti-science flavor. And I could go on. That's what Fauci lied about. And you know what we now know, Mr. Science? It came from a lab. And now we now can say that it came from a lab. Well, what happened to all that? What's the word I'm looking for? I mean, the certainty with which they were telling us that we were crazy. It's a conspiracy theory. Lied and lied. He's a proven liar. What's happened to him? Has anybody taken any money from him? Has he been sued? Is he in jail because he gave the wrong guidance? What? He just moved into the sunset. And now we got new guidelines. Remember all the science they told us, boy, you got to wear the mask. You got to stop this. 14 days to stop the spread, which led to quarantine, years of quarantine, you know, well, certainly months, months of quarantine. Shut down the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And now they say, well, we're going to remove the 5-day isolation. It's essentially the same guidance they have for other, quote, respiratory infections. Folks, this isn't Kevin Jackson. I mean, I am Kevin Jackson. But I'm telling you what the CDC has said.
What do you need to do if you test positive for COVID? Treat it like a flu. I don't know about you. When I feel bad, oh, by the way, you can know you have it now. But here's the thing. When I feel bad about the flu, in terms of my body, I don't go out. The other day, Melissa was like, I'm starting to feel a little, and she goes, I'm going to stay away. She sent me a text. It's don't come upstairs. Don't come up here. Stay away. That's what you do. So if I'm not going to inflict it on my family, I'm certainly not going to go out in public and start coughing all over people. We kept masks just because when you do get a flu, if you don't want spittle and things like that going around the house, it's good to have. It isn't going to prevent it, but it'll help it a little bit. Food prep, somebody comes around, you put your mask on so, you know, you protect them a little bit more. Makes sense. But if you think it's going to stop the spread of something on a nationwide basis, that's ridiculous. You can't force people to wear masks. I mean, even in your own home, it's you make a decision. When I had COVID, when I got it back in 2020, I didn't have a mask on. Melissa kept telling me I had COVID. I was like, I don't have COVID. She goes, you do. She goes, Buster's crop dusting you like crazy. And our dog, when he crop dusts you, man, you got to move. It's like somebody dropped a bomb in the middle of the room. And I couldn't smell it. She goes, you got COVID. You're not smelling Buster. He's right underneath you. And sure enough, I did. But that was my indicator. I couldn't smell. But I hadn't worn a mask. She never got my version of COVID. The whole time I had it, didn't know, 3 weeks. Didn't know, not wearing a mask, not doing anything. My son and her walking around the place, nobody got it. It's just me. So that's a fact. But now the CDC says, well, you know what? It's essentially like a flu and some people are going to get it. It's going to behave badly in your system. And in some places, some people are going to die. But it's not what it was. But I want to play this clip. Dr. Phil was on The View, and this wasn't that long ago. And I want to play this clip because I want you to hear how the reaction. You can see that these people do not agree with Dr. Phil. Trust the science, okay? And here's a guy. He's a scientist. This is a trained professional and a bunch of skanks. And here's how the exchange goes with Dr. Phil in The Ugly Women of The View.
Like 08, 09, smartphones came on. And kids started, they stopped living their lives and started watching people live their lives. Mm. And so we saw the biggest spike and the highest levels of depression, anxiety, loneliness, and suicidality since records have ever been kept. Mm. And it's just continued on and on and on. And then COVID hits 10 years later, and the same agencies that knew that are the agencies that shut down the schools for 2 years. Who does that? Who takes away the support system for these children? Who takes them away and shuts it down? And by the way, when they shut it down, they stopped the mandated reporters from being able to see children that were being abused and sexually molested, and in fact sent them home and abandoned them to their abusers with no way to watch, and referrals dropped 50% to 60%. So
it was also a pandemic going on, and they were trying to save
kids' lives. Remember, we know a lot of folks who died during this. So it wasn't, people weren't laying around eating bond, but well, you know what? We're lucky. Maybe we're lucky they didn't, because we kept them out of the places that they could be sick, because no one wanted to believe we had an issue.
Are you saying no school children died of COVID?
I'm saying it was the safest group. They were the less vulnerable group, and they suffered and will suffer more from the mismanagement of COVID than they will from the exposure to COVID. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact.
Well, Phil.
And there's Whoopi Goldberg coming in. Well, Phil, because they don't like that. They don't like the narrative. Dr. Phil is laying it out. He's giving you statistics. This is what this man does. He analyzes things. He looks at it from a psychological perspective. He tells you, here's what happened in 07 and 08 and 09 with cell phones. With smartphones. You get a kid a smartphone, they detached. They no longer feel, and I'm going to tell you, anybody that's got a teenager, I have one left.
and you are watching what's happening with these smartphones and how it changes their personality. The same with video games. The old video games didn't change your personality. You missed Pac-Man 8, you lost, that was the end. There wasn't something going, come back, stay here, pay money, do this, get a reward. You know, the new ones that are based on psychology. I play things on my phone, time killers. And you play these games, and you know what these games will do? They will tease you to, like, you know, you get right to the point where you're going to get something and it goes up. You can't get it unless you buy something, unless you get a skin, unless you do something else. And eventually you kind of just get sucked in. And I'm telling you, if you've got a propensity to gamble and things like that, you better make sure you got the right apps on your phone, because it'll suck you in. Trust me. So anyway, Dr. Phil is giving these women legitimate things to look at. And they're like, well, you know, what are you saying that this was not good for the kids? Yeah, we're telling you COVID wasn't good for the kids. It wasn't going to kill them. I went through these numbers ad nauseum during this period. And why are we focused on COVID? Because I wanted to do, by the way, we've got enough to do at least two shows like this. Because we haven't gotten into the money grab of Big Pharma and the debilitating things that are now coming up with, oh, well, there's been a rise in infant myocarditis. I wonder if the mothers of those infants took the vaccine. I mean, there's so much to dissect here that, you know, quite frankly, we'll be studying this for years. Now, the real question is, are we going to get the data? Because here's Dr. Phil again on The View giving these people, saying, look, he's got all the data. It's in his brain. He's going, there's no reason why they should have shut these schools down. There's no reason they should have traumatized these children who need it. In many cases, these kids need school. It is a respite from their lives. And now they were full time in some of the worst environments. Dr. Phil is thinking about the kids in the worst of neighborhoods. He's not thinking about kids in the suburbs. Their parents were able to forego all this. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamGaday.com. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
All over the world, COVID vaccines are being discussed. All over the world. And you know what they're discussing? Their ineffectiveness. They're discussing all the lies that we were told about the vaccine. If we ever got to the bottom of this, if people really were serious about this and we got to the bottom of it, they would be outraged. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. It is our COVID special. And by the way, as you think about COVID, I don't want you to think about it in and of itself. I want you to think about it with respect to every other supposed conspiracy. The conspiracy of the election of 2020. You know, you election deniers. I want you to think about it in terms of J6. You know, you people that don't want to accept that the worst insurrection since the Civil War, an attack on our democracy since Pearl Harbor, occurred on January 6th. I want you to think about all the lies that you're told. I want you to think about the lies they're telling you about Joe Biden. Oh, Joe Biden's healthy. He's vigorous and youthful. Hunter Biden, he's not a criminal. Hunter did nothing wrong. They're still talking about this. I want you to think about everything they tell you. Climate change, global climate change. No, it's real. I want you to think about the border surge. That's not happening. Everything that is a controversy in this country can be wrapped up into COVID. And what you got to understand is, think about the long game that was played. How long had COVID been planned? Go look at Hollywood movies where they talked about this virus. It was could come up in the 20s, etc. And all the different aspects of the so-called coronavirus that were being tipped off during that time. Then look at the litany of lies that were told about COVID, its origins. To this day, has anybody in government said, let's make the Chinese pay us back for this leak? Anybody talking about that? In the Biden administration, why do you think there's no conversation around, if you leak this and you cost our economies this much money, you killed this many people in the world, where's China? Are they supposed to pay for this? Who pays for this thing that happened? Somebody should. Not a single person talking about it on the left. If Donald Trump were president, you know what he said? China should be paying us back. They should be, you know, making these economies whole. Instead, they're feasting. Kevin Jackson, again, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play this clip. Nigel Farage. By the way, there's lots of clips out of Australia and other places where they're talking about COVID. And I want to remind people, they were talking about not letting us have hospitalization. We were going to have to get COVID vaccination passports. They didn't want to feed us. All the different things for people who wouldn't get vaccinated. And we were told that we were killing other people. And now what does the CDC say? It's like a flu. It's like a cold. I mean, just don't bother anybody. You know, stay out of it. Don't go public. We went from Gestapo in airports going, pull your mask up and go to a grocery store. Where's your mask? People that would never confront you to, it's not that big of a deal. Here's Nigel Farage talking about the giving you the same timeline. But I want you to understand this is what's happening in Britain, but it's happening all over the world.
There's a lot we need to know. Don't forget, Patrick, we were told, take the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, right? And you won't catch COVID. Take the vaccine and you won't pass COVID on. Both of those things were totally, completely untrue. We were told the vaccine was safe in every way. Frankly, it had not been through anything like the normal testing for any kind of vaccine in terms of trials. And now we learn that the so-called vaccine, do you know there are pensioners now, elderly people on their seventh jab. That is not the kind of vaccine you and I grew up with, where you have a vaccine once and you're inoculated for life. So I do think there needs to be a massive investigation, not just into harms that were caused by the vaccine, and all vaccines cause side effects, and we know that. But there do seem to be an alarming number of people, young men in particular, who've developed myocarditis and other heart conditions. I'm not getting conspiratorial about this, but let's have it out in the open. But I want to know as well why we were lied to. I want to know why they were trying to vaccinate kids of primary school age when COVID posed almost no threat to them whatsoever. And, you know, Boris Johnson and his government put in place an absolutely draconian system, not just of lockdowns, but of £500 million of taxpayers' money spent on newspaper wraparounds, on adverts. Remember, can you look into his eyes? If you don't take the vaccine, you'll kill your grandparents. It all turned out to be completely untrue. This needs a proper, full public inquiry. Richard is 100% right.
I couldn't agree more. How much money was spent telling us, be careful, don't do it, PSAs, etc. And the vaccine, which is killing and hurting people, how many billions, quite frankly, it's probably trillions now, trillions of dollars on vaccines that did not that harmed people, and thank God the majority of them were thrown away, but they were thrown away and we still paid for them. Think about the money wasted. Forget, this is so bad, it's pathetic. The money wasted on COVID. All the advertisement, all the scare tactics of Fauci. Well, we've got you. You got your Alpha, you got your Beta, you got your Delta, and then, of course, you got your Epsilon. You know, and of course, then there's the all the different variations, and of course, you know, blah, blah, blah. And meanwhile, Rand Paul was going, what about natural immunity? Herd immunity. Well, that's not really a factor. And then we find a clip of Fauci going, well, look, if you've already got the flu and you've had it, well, you've got, you don't need to get a vaccination for the flu because you've already had it. I mean, they're contradicting. And why? Because of money. Here's the one that gets me, though. I want to talk about obituaries. A guy sent me this. There's kind of a perverse silence running through these obituaries in our newspapers now. You're told now that it's impolite to inquire about the cause of death. Do you remember that time, that period? If somebody would die, you go, well, what did he die of? A heart attack? Did he get the shot? Oh, it's not nice to ask if he got vaccinated. It's not good. You shouldn't ask that. That's not uncouth. No, it isn't. If somebody died, Kevin, so-and-so died. Are you serious? How did he die? Heart attack? You know, if you're intellectually curious, you're going to say, well, was he unhealthy? If it's somebody you don't know, you're going to ask, was he unhealthy? Did they know? Was he suffering heart disease? I mean, these are questions you would ask. In today's time, the first thing out of my mouth, how old was he? 53? He died of what? A heart attack? What? Was he vaccinated? That is a natural response. Nothing wrong with that. Makes total sense. Anyway, here's what they say. You need to just accept that sudden cardiac arrest can strike down healthy athletes in the prime of youth. And he gives these headlines. He says, they force us to translate what their headlines mean in order to glean the truth. You ready? Died suddenly. Killed by the vaccine. Sudden heart attack. Killed by the vaccine. After a brief illness. Killed by the vaccine. Died unexpectedly. Killed by the vaccine. No cause of death listed. Killed by the vaccine. I mean, it became euphemisms. And it was funny. I went back through, I was looking, I don't know, it was at the end of the year last year. And I looked back through the number of people who had died, some young folks. And what I learned is, I mean, if they were black and died young, it could have been gang related. I'm not being funny here. I went and looked. It was shot at a bar or something like that. If they were white and young, a Hollywooder, almost every one of them vaccinated. There's a couple of them that had cancer, things like that. But a bunch of them were vaccinated. And let me tell you, there were many of them, cause of death unknown. Cause of exactly what they said here, died unexpectedly. We are never going to get the data that we need to make this legit, to explain all of this. We're never going to get it. They just won't get, they want this so swept under the rug. As I said, now the CDC just nice and easy. Hey, listen, if you have COVID, it's not that big of a deal. Just go, you know, try not to be, you know, in people's faces, et cetera, et cetera. Do what you need to do. But, you know, not that big of a deal. I remember when, man, if you had COVID, it was like you had the plague. Everybody was afraid. You sneezed, everybody looked. Whoo! I got to leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.